Now joined on KKOJ by Dr. Jeanette Simon, and thank you for coming in today.
Oh, it's great. It's great to be here.
With Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services, and they and some partners are putting on this Saturday, September 27th, Walk With Us, Jackson Out of the Darkness Walk.
That's exactly what it's called.
What
and it's called that because it's a national and international name of the walk from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So there's just a few walks in Minnesota, and we're one of them. So that's really special and great. And you did mention our sponsors. So we do have some partners helping us. We also have a nice, healthy committee that's helping put this on. So I'm just representing all their hard work. So our sponsors are, of course, the Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services. We have Sanford Health, the Southwest Initiative Foundation, Federated Rural Electric and Broadband, and Fendt. And so we are very grateful for our sponsors, but we also have lots of people that are joining with teams. And some are raising money. It's not a prerequisite to register or to even raise money, but to come. If you want to register, you can go online on the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and search for Out of the Darkness Walk, Jackson. We also have lots of posters around town, QR codes that you can just click on there and it'll lead you right to the page. Otherwise, we'll have a little set up a little table that day. And already we've raised $14,000 for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Now, they do a lot of things locally for us, so I don't feel like those dollars won't be spent, you know, locally, but some of their programming and some of their the good literature that they put out and just resources that they have were always available to us.
So we touched a little bit on it, the kind of the purpose of this walk in particular, and it does have to do with suicide prevention in particular mainly.
Oh, right. So the walks are for, yes, suicide prevention awareness. That's true. But it's also for support. So some people walk in honor of someone, memory of someone, just to show their support for maybe a person in their community, in their family and friends. But it coincidentally, all the walks happen typically in the fall. There are some college walks that happen more in the spring. But it is, September is National Suicide Awareness Month. So that's really why I was pushing hard to get ours scheduled in September. And again, you said it's Saturday, September 27th. So you can register if you want, or just at 9:30, we'll probably be open to doing that. We'll do a short program. It starts at 10. We'll have a couple of walks. Some people say, well, I really don't want to walk, but I'll come. And that's perfectly fine. It's in Ashley Park, so it's a beautiful park. We do have a short walk, just a loop around the park. And then we have a little bit longer walk along the trail system. So if somebody wants to walk a little bit further. So we have some refreshments and we'll have some resource booths there. We'll have a few self-paced activities, and we do have some vendors that are going to come, and nothing for sale, but just information to share.
So it is part of the kind of the larger month as well you were talking about there. And is it kind of the change in the season that has September as that month, or what goes into that, I guess?
Well, I don't really, you know, that's a good question. I don't really know. I think that, you know, these national months, I mean, there's so many of them. You know, you can have like National Chocolate Chip Cookie, you know, week or month or day or something like that you read about. But I'm not really sure about why September is just such a good month for suicide prevention. Of course, Mental Health Month is in May. And so that's just generally speaking. And then, of course, the suicide prevention is in September. But I think it's still, the weather for us is still good. So we're hoping that we don't have rain. Now, it will be rain or shine. So there's no rain date picked out. So, you know, bring your umbrellas or wear your rain gear, because we'll still be operating. We do have a DJ that's coming, and we, for, you know, just some music, we have a short program at the beginning. maybe a testimonial to, you know, one of those narrative stories. And then we also have a therapy dog that'll show up. Oh, I should mention that if your dog is friendly, it is a dog-friendly event. And so my dog Teddy will be there, and you just have to have him on a lead, of course, and just make sure your dog isn't the kind of dog that doesn't like other dogs or other people.
Fair.
Some people say, I've been to a walk once over in Laverne, so that's like the closest walk to us, and they're about 5 or 6 years in on their walks. I did notice that when I was there last year that they had people stay after the walk. So it's, you know, not a long event. It's, you know, probably wrapped up by noon. But people stay and they picnic, and, you know, a lot of people will, you know, just hang out or go into the town. We will have some, a sheet that people can pick up on places to visit in our area. We have so many nice places to visit and places to eat, and just some things that they could do if they did want to stay around and make more of a day of it.
How often does Jackson have this type of event in particular? Is this the first?
Yes, it's an inaugural event. So it's our first event. And so it's a big deal. And it's a big deal for us because a lot of times things happen in the bigger areas, you know, like, you know, Boston has a big event. The cities here, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, they have a big event. And so we're just trying to run with the big dogs, I guess. And but it's so necessary because we rural health and rural mental health is still as important as any other place. And for all of us who choose to live in the rural area, you know, there's some positives about living in a rural area, the community and, you know, the sense of community that we have. And so this is just another way that Out of the Darkness is walk is just another way to show that community support.
Support your friends and neighbors type.
That's
approach.
Right.
Yeah. And so let's run through the details one more time here.
Oh, sure.
Of, you know, the date and the time and stuff. And then maybe the resources, not only for this event, but also beyond if people are interested.
Okay. Well, the event is September 27th. Registration can be done either online through the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, or you can just come that day. And the walk or the program will actually start at 10. We're looking at from 10 to 12 kind of being that. If you're not there right at 10, that's fine. Just come on down, browse the resource booths, eat a banana and a donut or whatever you want to do there, fellowship, grab some, like I said, resources. And then let's see, what else did you ask me about?
Just the maybe resources leading up to this in particular.
See,
and then also if, you know, someone is interested or knows someone who could use some support in the meantime sort of thing.
Well, it being September, any time we want to push the 988 number, but particularly and there's a big push across the state for that national crisis lifeline number 988. And that's a great place to start. It's about 3 years old now. And so we really want to just keep reminding people about that number. It's a great place. You don't have to be on the edge or in a crisis to call and to ask for resources. But I should remind you that it's something that is easy to remember for and should be given out to a lot of people. Just you'll see signs and posters around for that too. So we're coming up on harvest season, and harvest season can be very stressful for our rural community. And so we just want to always keep that 988 number in the back of our minds to share with other people.
Any other thoughts? We've covered it, I think.
Yeah, I hope so. I come rain or shine, and just see what we can do in our little burg. And of course, that's open to anyone in the surrounding areas too. So any of your listening areas, come on down to Jackson on the 27th. We'll see you then.
Saturday the 27th, the Jackson Out of the Darkness Walk, and it is in Ashley Park. 9:30 is when check-in begins, and that's all coming up in Jackson on the 27th of September. That's a Saturday. So thank you very much for getting us ready for it.
Thanks for the opportunity.
That's Dr. Jeanette Simon joining us today. Thank you out there for listening.